Good morning, True Identity Fellowship, and anybody else in Lubbock or surrounding counties or wherever that's want to listen in on this morning for this word that God has given for us today. We thank God for you. It's cold outside here in Lubbock, Texas. I think it's like 28 degrees, and we're going to have church online today. And we thank God for you and your support. We thank God for the remnant that's in place. We're gonna pray and play a couple of selections and get on with the word. Not gonna be before you long. I hope y'all make some soup and all that, and some cornbread and whatever y'all gonna be doing to keep warm. Drink you some hot tea or some coffee or whatever it takes to warm your insides. So just sit back and relax. If you don't have nothing to do on the outside, stay in the house today. And relax and get ready for the week that's coming. We thank God for this last day of November going into December. Man, it's been a beautiful thing that we done came through 2025. It seemed like it shot by. It seemed like we just went to sleep and now it's already getting ready to be over. But nevertheless, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you and we praise you for everything that you're doing in the midst of us, God. And so, God, we just thank you, God, for your mercy. We thank God that your grace has been extended toward us, God. And we just thank you, God, that we come to fellowship, God, in the beauty of your holiness, God. And we pray, God, for those that might be going through. We pray, God, for those that might be homeless, God. It is so cold out there, God. If we see a need, let us meet a need, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So I thank you and I praise you right now, God. We just ask, God, that this word, God, that it resonates in the hearts of those that are listening, God. We know, God, that we don't need eyes for faith, but we do need ears. And so, God, we thank you, God, that the entrance of that word, it give it light, God. And so, God, we thank you because we definitely need a light, God, to see where we're going and see, God, what's around us, God. And so, God, we just give you honor, glory, and praise for extending, God, your grace. You said it abounds, and even God, as we correlate that with you stretching out on the cross, that means your grace was being extended then, God, because we're saved by grace. And so we thank you for your many blessings that have been bestowed upon us, God. Protect those that might be going to and fro, God, going to various destinations. We pray for everybody that's a part of TIF. We pray for all the whole body of Christ, God, because we know it's just one church, one baptism, one spirit, one God. And so, God, we thank you right now, God, that we look to the hills which cometh our help. Because our help comes from you, God. And so we give you honor, glory, and praise as we go into this praise and worship at this particular time. It's already playing. Y'all join in. Lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me. Hallelujah. That was a good praise and worship song right there. Let us continue to worship him in spirit and in truth. Bigger and better.
I know you've been waiting to see a breakthrough. I know you've been waiting for things to turn around.
Yeah.
I know you've been waiting. And you feel just keep waiting, 'cause God's about to show up.
do while you're waiting for him.
I'll keep the faith.
I know if you really believe in him.
Lift your hands.
We'll do your dance and give God a praise.
Hallelujah. We thank God for that selection. Boy, Marcus was getting it on. That is a beautiful song. We thank Marcus for rendering that selection. Marcus Rogers, Bigger and Better. And we're not going to prolong the time. We're going to go ahead and get our Bibles and turn to John chapter 8, verse 12. Very familiar passage. Just get there, park your car there. And we'll proceed with the message that we have today. Father, we thank you and we praise you, God, as you lead and guide, God, in this service, God. I thank you right now, God, that you're at the forefront, God, that they see you and not me, God. And so, God, we just thank you, God, that your word never returned to you void, but it accomplished what it was sent out to do. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. People of God, you've heard it over and over and over since you was a little kid, a child, that we are living in the last and evil days. Just take a look around and see what's going on right now. So much is going on in the church, outside the church, in our homes, schools, you name it. It's going on. Our finances, terrorists, all kind of stuff. Are they arguing in Congress? They're doing the most. But the Bible declares, do not be ignorant of the enemy devices. Don't let things creep up in the church unawares. And of course, in that particular saying, what I just stated, don't let things creep up in the church unawares, it's talking about people coming up in there and sharing false doctrine, false prophets, and all this kind of stuff. Because we're living in some perilous times and people are losing hope And when people creep in and try to tell you anything, you got to be in your word so you could be ready for what people are bringing forth and saying in the body of Christ. You can't listen to everything. You got to know that it's coming out of the word of God. And that's the infallible word, the truth. That's what we want to hear. We don't want nobody creeping under the word, talking about a bunch of nonsense. And so we're not going to listen to that. But I want to talk to you this morning about stumbling blocks. That's what I want to talk to you about and what we need in order to recognize the stumbling blocks. First thing I want you to know is that a stumbling block has always, it's always been there. We think that it was placed there. Yeah, it was placed there. And you might, it might not be visible, but it's always been there. And I want you to get that. The stumbling block is designed to make you stumble. Let me give you some history on the word. It derives from the Greek word skandalon. Skandalon, which means a stick or bait of a trap, genuinely a snare, a stumbling block, an offense, cause for error. Can I explain it a little bit further? I'm glad you asked. Okay, properly, the trigger of a trap, the mechanism closing a trap down on the unsuspecting victim. Figuratively, an offense putting a negative cause and effect relationship into motion. No wonder our relationship with each other messed up. The stumbling block has always been there. Remember the garden when the serpent approaches Eve after God had told Adam not to eat of the tree of the good and evil. You shall not surely die, or you should not surely stumble out of the garden. The devil uses stumbling blocks to hinder us from getting our ultimate destination. Before I go further, let me give you in a text, which I've already given you. You know how to recognize the stumbling block. Somebody say, we need the light to see the stumbling block.
So
you got to understand that we need the light to see the stumbling block. That's what we need. So let's turn to John chapter 8, verse 12. Let's start there. I want to, and maybe we'll go down to about 32 somewhere off in there, just to give the text justice and just so it won't be no rush. I'm not trying to rush you, people of God. Praise God. But I'm finna cook me some good chili bean with cornbread and all that. It's cold outside. I want to stay warm. So we're going to, let me turn. I'm telling y'all to park y'all car, but here I am. I ain't parked my car. Let me park my car in chapter 8. I believe it was chapter 8 I gave you, starting at verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and where I go. But you cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. You judge after the flesh, I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me. And it is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me bear witness of me. Then said they unto him, where is thy Father? Jesus answered, You neither know me nor my Father. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and you shall seek me, and shall die in your sins, and whither I go, you cannot come. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he said, whither I go, you cannot come. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sin. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning, I have many things to say and to judge of you. But he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not let me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus is the light, and without him, we will forever stumble. The Pharisees and the Sadducees couldn't see the stumbling block. Otherwise, they wouldn't have never pursued to kill Jesus even before verse 12 through 32. They tried to snare Jesus, put a stumbling block before him, but he illuminated the snare. See what the light does? It illuminates sin. They tried to snare him with the woman caught in adultery. They were so caught up in condemning, but Jesus was on assignment to make folk free by shining a light on their stumbling block. If y'all recall, even when they tried to catch him and tried to snare him and tried to set up the mechanism of the trap to catch him, that they wanted to see what his response was with the woman that was caught up in adultery. Do y'all remember that? And when they brought Jesus, the woman to Jesus, honestly, they had set the whole thing up. I don't know. It doesn't say that in the Bible, but it seemed like it was something funny going on to where all of them was in one place. That's what made me think of stuff like that, because all of them was gathered in one place, unless one was looking in the window and then he went and told everybody, then they all pulled up. I don't know. That the Bible doesn't say that. But I know that it was a crew of them that was at the place at the time when they was getting ready to try to snare this. In other words, they was trying to get a double up, because they was not only trying to snare Jesus, but they was trying to get consequences for the woman that was caught up in adultery. They didn't even say nothing about the man, but they was adamant about the woman. I don't know if she had done it before. I don't know if she was a repeat offender. I don't know all the details of that, because it doesn't say that in the Bible. But if we use our common sense and our logic on the setup, on the plot of the whole situation, what Jesus did, this Jesus is so awesome, because everything he just explained in the text, that he came, he's from his Father, he's from above and not from beneath, and that everything that he does and everything that he says and everywhere that he go, he does it because the Father told him to, and everything that he speak has been taught to him to say. And so he was connected to God all the way around. You can't separate one from the other. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they all connected in one. And so when you think about this, they tried to snare him because for the simple fact, they was asking him what should be the punishment. They already know what the punishment for adultery was. They wanted him to agree with them, and he wasn't going to agree with them, because he said, I didn't come to judge y'all. You see, but if I do judge you, my judgment is true. Did y'all read that in the text? So anyway, Jesus didn't say a word. He's so cool, calm, and collected, and so full of the Holy Ghost, so full of the Spirit, so full of the Word, so full of the teachings of the Father, that only thing that he did was he bent down in glory. He bent down in the sand. They say that he stooped down. He kneeled down. However you want to put it, it all the same. And they say that he took his index finger. They didn't say that in the Bible, but it seemed like they would use his index fingers to draw something in the to get the message across. And the Bible says that he started writing in the sand. And I just can imagine all of these people that's ready to condemn this woman of the very act of adultery. I can imagine when he started writing in the sand, adulterer, fornicator, a liar, cheater, thief, gossiper, because he had to cover each and every one of them, because the Bible says that they had them big boulders in their hands, and they said they went from the oldest down to the youngest, or the youngest to the oldest. Don't get me wrong. Go read your Bible. That's why you're supposed to read. I don't know what order it was, but I know, I think it was from the youngest to the eldest. Glory. They dropped them rocks, because I just can imagine, oh, glory, that when he wrote in the sand, he didn't write one word. He started writing everything about, he said, because it's my judgment is true. He said, I don't come to judge it. He said, but if my judgment is true, if I judge. So he wrote their things down. He wrote what they was doing down. And so since he was writing what they was doing down, don't you deserve the same thing that y'all trying to get this woman? Because I'm pretty sure there were some adulterers in the crowd. There were some fornicators in the crowd. There were some liars in the crowd. There were some cheaters in the crowd. There were some murderers in the crowd. There were some gossipers in the crowd. Are you with me now? So the stumbling block, even before Jesus had got there, you remember that the Bible says that he came down through 42 generations in the fullness of time. And the Bible says that he came when he's supposed to come. And so therefore, the stumbling block was already there before he got there. Oh, y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. So when he ran up on it and they tried to snare him before he even came, he said, I came from above and you come from beneath. Y'all used to acting the way y'all acting. I come from holiness. I come from where there's no sin. That's why I'm telling you, when I leave, you can't go yet because you're too fleshy. Yes, because you're doing stuff and still you trying to chunk a rock and hide your hand. You can't do that. Yes. So the very thing that you're trying to condemn somebody with, you're doing the same thing. Oh, it got quiet right then. So the stumbling block, the light, and that's what Jesus was in the midst of this whole situation, that he showed the stumbling block that was there. He shined the light because he is the light of the world. And that's the reason why we need him every single day. That's why he said, I'm not going to leave you. In other words, I'm not going to leave you without a light. But where I go, you can't go right now, but I'm going to keep you lit up. You're going to be lit up until I come back and get you, because I go to prepare a place for you. And if I told you I was going to do it, you can take that to the bank. I'm 100 with mine. When I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. So we need a light to see the stumbling blocks. He says, they were so caught up in condemning, but Jesus was on assignment to make folk free by shining a light on their stumbling block. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night coming when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. I want to refer back to Matthew 16 and 23 and 1 Corinthians 1 and 23. Peter, under the influence of Satan, tried to distract Jesus from what he had come to do. He tried to make Jesus stumble in his path to the crucifixion. Let's look at that. Matthew chapter 16. Yeah, it's good to me. Good teaching right here. Let me see. 16. Yeah. All we need is a text and we can take off. Amen. Take off like a rocket. Here we go. 16 and 23. I already highlighted. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those things that be of man. Well, Peter was trying to get down. Peter know that if Jesus was here, he had it made in the shade. He was walking around. Jesus had a treasure. They had money. They were eating fish sandwiches. They was collecting baskets. They had 12 baskets of,
He told him to throw the net on the right hand. It's a lot of benefits in there. He said, man, you caught up in your own self-esteem, so let me shine the light on this stumbling block. See, you trying to make me stumble, I came down here on purpose for purpose. Yes, and here it is. You worried about fish sandwiches. You worried about 12 baskets left over. Yes. You worried about you worried about throwing the net on the right hand side. You worried about your wife that was sick. You worried about all the other things that you shouldn't even be worried about. You worried about what the Gentiles eating. You being two-faced. You over here on one way. Then you come back over here when Paul pulled up and checked you. You worried about the wrong thing.
Hallelujah.
But let me shine that light on that stumbling block you're trying to put in front of me. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. Can we look at another 1 Corinthians? Yeah. 1 Corinthians. Yeah, let me get this in so I can finish up my beans. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Yeah. Verse 23. Let's look at that. Let it be a blessing to you. There it is. But we preach Christ crucified. And unto the Jews, a stumbling block. And unto the Greeks, foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Man, that's a blessing to me, because he said, I tell you what, I'm going to give you something. You need this light, because sometimes the stumbling blocks are not visible, but they're there. So Peter, under the influence of Satan, here he is. He let that spirit creep in on the words and get in the spirit, trying to stop Jesus from going to Calvary. But it was on purpose. Just like when Pontius Pilate, he knew that the man didn't do nothing. He said, man, I don't find no fault in the man.
Yeah.
He said, which one y'all want to let go? That's on you. That blood going to be on y'all hands. Let Barabbas go.
Yeah.
Let Barabbas go. He had already cleaned his hand. But Jesus, he could have stopped that. He could have called the legions of angels.
Yeah.
He could have did what he wanted to do, but he stuck to the script.
Yeah.
He was obedient even unto death.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so Satan tried to distract Jesus from what he had come to do. He tried to make Jesus stumble in his path to the crucifixion. Paul reiterates the idea, but we preach Christ crucified. To the Jews, a stumbling block, and to the Gentiles, foolishness. The idea that the Messiah would be crucified was a stumbling block to the Jews. Something that tripped up their beliefs of what the Messiah would be. Basically, a stumbling block is something or someone who keeps another from a relationship with God. People of God, I want you to be aware of the stumbling blocks that might be in your way. But in order for them to be detected and to be recognized, you must be in tune with your relationship with God.
Yes.
He is the light. He say, I am the light of the world. And he said, as long as I am the light, I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. He said, but when I leave, I'm not going to leave you without no light.
Yes,
I'm going to leave you something that's going to navigate you through here. We just passing through. We're just pilgrims. This is not our permanent home. We're trying to work to get somewhere else. And while we're working, he said, work while it's day and night. No man can. He knew that. He said he didn't have time to be playing.
Yes.
He didn't have time to be putting stuff on the back burner. But he was about his Father's business. And every time somebody came to him with that nonsense, he shined a light on it, and that they may recognize it, and that they could see the stumbling block that was in their way. And he dare not let somebody put a stumbling block while he was on his way to Calvary. That's why he rebuked Peter, because Peter wanted to keep him here for his own selfish gain. And sometimes what happens is, that's what we use Christ as. That's what we use God as. We use it for our own selfish gain. We don't want to recognize the stumbling block, because we enjoy doing what we're doing.
Okay.
And so we know these things are making us stumble, but we'll continue to do them anyway.
Jesus.
We don't want to let go, because, man, there's benefits in that. There's benefits in and asking God to do things for me. But after he do it, I'm going to go back to what I was doing. Just like the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They know they was doing the most and going to pick up a rock. What you picking up a rock for? You doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You doing the same thing. And now you mad because he shined the light on your stumbling block. That he shined the light on what you was doing too when he wrote it in the sand. He didn't say a word. But it is written that the word is settled in the heavens, O Lord. You can't add nothing to it and you can't take nothing from it. It is what it is and it's already been spoken. And all you have to do is allow it to navigate you through your life as we continue to praise God and press toward the mark of a high calling in him. We thank God for you for tuning in on the day. A short message, but I think it's very impactful. And so we're going to end in prayer and we're going to close out with another selection. And I hope that y'all have a great, wonderful, blessed and warm day. May God bless you. May God keep you is my prayer. Amen.
He leads me beside still waters.
Oh, that's a good one.
Restoreth my soul.
Father, we thank you.
When you become a believer,
we thank you for this day that you have made.
Spirit is made right.
And we'll rejoice and be glad in it. We ask that you be with us throughout this day. We pray for the homeless population, God. We pray for those that might not have the resources that are needed, God, like food, clothes, shelter. God, we pray, God, for those that know you in the pardons of their sins, God, to know that you brought them out, to know that you filled up their cupboard, to know that you filled up their refrigerator, to know that you were the one that filled up their gas tanks and gave them the resources they need. Let them not forget, God, that if they see a need, let them meet a need. Be with us throughout this day. Oh, God, we thank you for your new mercies on this morning. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Yeah.
Deliver me.
Yeah.
Because all I seem to do is hurt me.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all you listening, starting here, starting
This is our Exodus. Hey, people of God. Y'all have a good day. May God bless you. May God keep you.